Hey there, everyone, and welcome to Leap of Faith Podcast. I'm Lorraine, I'm your host, and today we are episode 111.5, and we're in 2 Samuel chapter 13. So welcome to everybody who's out there, and I'm glad that you're able to join me today. Tomorrow, hopefully, we'll be able to connect up with Jeremiah and have a session together, which would be great. It's been a couple of weeks since we were able to do a recording together. So, but I am glad that you were able to stop for a few minutes and join me here today with this reading in God's Word. So it's kind of long. It's a little dark today. And you know what I got out of it today? I pre-read it. You know, the same sins of back then are still occurring today because we are humans and we have sinful natures. And so, you know, the same stuff was occurring back then, still occurring in today's age. So nothing's changed. You know, the only thing that changed is that we've got the blood of Jesus and the gift of salvation and forgiveness from our sins, as long as you believe. So I'm going to go ahead and pray. And then I'll give you your Bible verse of the day, and then we'll read. Heavenly Father, today we come to you on our faces. We should be on our faces, and we are thankful. First and foremost, we are thankful for your love, your guidance, your direction, your provision. We are so thankful that everything is yours and you give it freely to us, and you provide for us when we ask for it. So Lord, thank you for knowing what our needs are before we even know it, and for taking care of us. And Lord, we are thankful for your Son Jesus Christ, his sacrifice on the cross, and the blood that he shed for our sins, Lord, and the gift of salvation, the gift of forgiveness for all that we've done, because we're not perfect. And so, Lord, I just want to say thank you. And I thank you for those who are out there listening. I thank you for people who are joining us today for the first time, and for those who have been listening for a long time. I ask for many blessings over them. Watch over them. Guide and direct all of us. Keep us in your will. Help us to stay focused on you and what it is that you want us to do in this life. You've given us gifts. You've given us talents. And just I pray that we're all using them for the glory of your kingdom. So thank you for those who are out there. I pray that this ministry is reaching those who need to hear it. And if it's your will, I pray that it reaches more. Lord, I pray blessings over our families, our health, our finances. There are people out there who are hurting. And Lord, whoever those people are, give them peace and comfort from whatever is troubling them in this moment. I don't know what those needs are, and I don't know, you know, what they're troubled from, but you do, because you are all knowing and you know everything. And so I pray for those folks out there who are in need. And Lord, I just ask you to come into this time in your word. I pray you bless it, anoint it, and help us to understand what it is that you want us to understand from today's reading. Lord, take us where you want us to go. Let us meet the people you want us to meet. Let us say the words you want us to say, and keep us out of your way. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, so today's verse is a little long, but it kind of goes with what I started to say at the very beginning. It is from Matthew chapter 14, verses 28 through 32. Lord, if it's you, Peter replied, tell me to come to you on the water. Come, he said. Then Peter got down out of the boat, walked on the water, and came toward Jesus. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, cried out, "Lord, save me!" Immediately, Jesus reached out his hand and caught him. "You of little faith," he said, "why did you doubt?" And when they climbed into the boat, the wind died down. You know, this is exactly what I'm saying. You know, we put our trust in Jesus. We have to put all of our eggs in that basket because he is our Lord and our Savior. And you, if you keep your eyes fixed on him and focused on him, you will be on the right path. And I'm not saying it's going to be a you know, perfect walk, because there's always troubles. But Jesus is there to catch you, to grab your hand and to get you into the boat. But you shouldn't even worry. You should be walking on that water with him. I'm not perfect. I've not always kept my eyes focused on Jesus. I've had my doubts. But you know what? Like 4 o'clock in the morning, this morning, there was something that was troubling me. I was praying about it and I was praying about it and I was praying about it. And this doesn't always happen, but you know, God answered my prayers. You know, before I got out of bed, he answered my prayers. So, you know, I believe in the power of prayer. I believe that Jesus answers prayers. Sometimes it takes a little bit longer. Sometimes it's immediately. You never know. But we need to fix our eyes on Jesus and keep focused on him. With that said, if you don't believe, or if you haven't put your trust in Jesus, if you haven't made Jesus Lord of your life, if you haven't become a Christ follower, I'm going to say the prayer of salvation now, before we even start. If you're being called, if you found this website, if you happen to be new to this this ministry, to this podcast, then maybe this is the reason why. So if you haven't made Jesus Lord of your life, what are you waiting for? You know, I'm going to say the prayer. Say it with me. It's not a magic prayer. This is your heart. This is between you and God. And I hope that today you choose Jesus. So let's pray. Heavenly Father, today I put my trust in you. I am not perfect and know that I have sinned against you. Please forgive me. I thank you for the sacrifice of your Son, Jesus Christ, on the cross. It's his perfect and spotless blood that covers all of my sins, past, present, and future. On this day, I accept him as my Lord and Savior into my heart and will live my life for him. Thank you for my salvation. In Jesus' name, amen. If you said that prayer for the first time, congratulations and welcome into this family of Christ. You are now adopted in, and it is a day of celebration. So I first of all, mark it down as today is your new birthday. Celebrate. Tell somebody. Tell the person who's been praying for you. And get to a church. Make sure that you get tied into the church. Become involved. You know, find the pastor. And ask questions. Have your questions answered. We always recommend you get involved with either a ministry, a Bible study, small groups, support groups, whatever your needs are. Maybe there's volunteer work for you to do, mission work, whatever your gifts are, whatever your talents are, start using them. And we would love to hear from you. So if you'd like to email either me or Jeremiah, it's Lorraine@leapoffaithpodcast.org or Jeremiah@leapoffaithpodcast.org. You can message us on Facebook or Instagram, however you can communicate with us. And if you need prayer, we'd love to pray for you too, because we don't know what your needs are out there. I hope today was your day, and I hope that you accepted Christ as your Savior. So it's a new life, and it's amazing. So, all right. Well, I'm glad that I got to say the prayer of salvation first, but now we're going to dive into chapter 13. In 2 Samuel, sorry. And like I said, it's a little dark. And but like I said, you know, sin back then is the same sin we've got today. So not everybody commits this particular sin, thank God. Yeah. Okay. chapter 13, in episode 111.5, The Rape of Tamar. Now, David's son Absalom had a beautiful sister named Tamar, and Amnon, her half-brother, fell desperately in love with her. Amnon became so obsessed with Tamar that he became ill. She was a virgin, and Amnon thought he could never have her. But Amnon had a very crafty friend, his cousin Jonadab. He was the son of David's brother Shimeah. One day, Jonadab said to Amnon, "What's the trouble? Why should the son of a king look so dejected morning after morning?" So Amnon told him, "I am in love with Tamar, my brother Absalom's sister." "Well," Jonadab said, "I'll tell you what to do. Go back to bed, pretend you are ill. When your father comes to see you, ask him to let Tamar come and prepare some food for you. Tell him you'll feel better if she prepares it as you watch and feeds you with her own hands." So Amnon lay down and pretended to be sick. And when the king came to see him, Amnon asked him, "Please let my sister Tamar come and cook my favorite dish as I watch. Then I can eat it from her own hands." So David agreed and sent Tamar to Amnon's house to prepare some food for him. When Tamar arrived at Amnon's house, she went to the place where he was lying down so he could watch her mix some dough. Then she baked his favorite dish for him. But when she set the serving tray before him, he refused to eat. "Everyone get out of here," Amnon told his servants. So they all left. Then he said to Tamar, "Now bring the food into my bedroom and feed it to me here." So Tamar took his favorite dish to him, but as she was feeding him, he grabbed her and demanded, "Come to bed with me, my darling sister." "No, my brother," she cried, "don't be foolish. Don't do this to me. Such wicked things aren't done in Israel. Where could I go in my shame? And you would be called one of the greatest fools in Israel. Please, just speak to the king about it, and he will let you marry me." But Amnon wouldn't listen to her, and since he was stronger than she was, he raped her. Then suddenly Amnon's love turned to hate, and he hated her even more than he had loved her. "Get out of here," he snarled at her. "No, no," Tamar cried. "Sending me away now is worse than what you've already done to me." But Amnon wouldn't listen to her. He shouted for his servant and demanded, "Throw this woman out and lock the door behind her." So the servant put her out and locked the door behind her. She was wearing a long, beautiful robe, as was the custom in those days for the king's virgin daughters. But now Tamar tore her robe and put ashes on her head. And then, with her face in her hands, she went away crying. Her brother Absalom saw her and asked, "Is it true that Amnon had been with you?" "Well, my sister, keep quiet for now, since he's your brother. Don't you worry about it." So Tamar lived as a desolate woman in her brother's Absalom's house. When King David heard what had happened, he was very angry. And though Absalom never spoke to Amnon about this, he hated Amnon deeply, because of what he had done to his sister. Absalom's revenge on Amnon. 2 years later, when Absalom's sheep were being sheared at Baal Hazor near Ephraim, Absalom invited all the king's sons to come to a feast. He went to the king and said, "My sheep shearers are now at work. Would the king and his servants please come to celebrate the occasion with me?" The king replied, "No, my son, if we all came, we would be too much of a burden on you." Absalom pressed him, but the king would not come, though he gave Absalom his blessing. "Well then," Absalom said, "if you can't come, how about sending my brother Amnon with us?" Why Amnon? The king asked, but Absalom kept on pressing the king until he finally agreed to let all his sons attend, including Amnon. So Absalom prepared a feast fit for a king. Absalom told his men, "Wait until Amnon gets drunk. Then, at my signal, kill him. Don't be afraid. I'm the one who's giving the command." Take courage and do it. So at Absalom's signal, they murdered Amnon. Then the other sons of the king jumped on their mules and fled. As they were on the way back to Jerusalem, this report reached David. Absalom has killed all the king's sons. Not one is left alive. The king got up, tore his robe, and threw himself on the ground. His advisors also tore their clothes in horror and sorrow. But just then, Jonadab, the son of David's brother Shimeah, arrived and said, "No, don't believe that all the king's sons have been killed. It was only Amnon. Absalom has been plotting this ever since Amnon raped his sister Tamar. No, my lord, the king, your son, no, my lord, the king, your sons aren't all dead. It was only Amnon. Meanwhile, Absalom escaped." Then the watchman on the Jerusalem wall saw a great crowd coming down the hill on the road from the west. He ran to tell the king, "I see a crowd of people coming from the Horonaim road along the side of the hill. Look," Jonadab told the king, there they are now. The king's sons are coming, just as I said." They soon arrived, weeping and sobbing, and the king and all his servants wept bitterly with them. And David mourned many days for his son Amnon. Absalom fled to his grandfather Talmai, son of Amihud, the king of Geshur. He stayed there in Geshur for 3 years, and King David, now reconciled to Amnon's death, longed to be reunited with his son Absalom. Whew, that was a lot. All right, so I highlighted just bits and pieces of the story, you know, the main parts of it. I started out with the very first verse just to give us an idea of who everybody was in this account. And so you have David's son Absalom has a beautiful sister named Tamar. Her half-brother Amnon is in love with her, which is kind of gross. You know, in this day and age, nobody does that kind of stuff, at least I don't think. And then, of course, Amnon has a crafty friend, his cousin Jonadab. He's the son of David's brother, Shimeah. So he says, you know, tells him what to do, stay in bed, act like you're sick, and have her come. And of course, you know, whatever horrible thing took over Amnon, but he ends up raping her, which is awful. And, you know, she tried to, you know, talk sense into him, but he wouldn't listen. And so, of course, then after he does what he did, he's probably hating himself and hates her. And so he sends her away. And so Tamar tears her robes and puts ashes on her head. And thank goodness Absalom takes her in to take care of her. And, of course, David is angry about this. This is verse 21. And though Absalom never spoke to Amnon about this, inside, you know, he hated him and he was already, you know, plotting his revenge, which is what he does. He ends up having his men kill Amnon and, you know, getting his revenge. And, of course, David thinks that, and then, you know, the brothers are there too, and they run away because they're thinking he's going to kill us too. But that was not what was driving him. And so Jonadab says, no, don't worry, David, that, you know, the other sons are okay. And of course they come down the road in a crowd and they all show up. And of course David mourned many days for his son Amnon, but then after 3 years, he wants to be reunited with his son Absalom. So that's where we're going to pick up tomorrow, I think, that he's going to be reunited with David tomorrow. So that's it for today. Good stuff always, you know. Well, it's not good, and wasn't good for poor Tamar, what happened to her. But, you know, like I said in the beginning, you know, the same, you know, our sinful nature is our sinful nature. That's part of being human.